Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And, of course, how's everybody doing out there? I don't know. We've been getting a little gloom and doom for the very beginning of the morning, but then it warms up, and we are so blessed to be where we are here. So I want to invite you, of course, to reach out to me through our social and download our podcast. And I invite you to the brighter side of life, where we hope that you listen, learn, and laugh. And it's where we arm you with some of the really positive information. And, of course, we've got a great show for you today, as always. And I just wanted to say I'm so grateful that you keep tuning in and turning us on here. And, of course, you can listen to us on KVTA.com and download us there and also stream us there. And definitely on my website, KimPaganoShow.com there. And also, we just want you to stay in touch with us. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And, of course, I always start my show with something uplifting today. And it's so funny. I was at a restaurant, saw this, and saw it on the computer and thought, okay, that's going to be my positive thought for today. And I was looking at it as be a pineapple, stand tall, wear a crown, be sweet on the inside. With that, you have tuned in to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. My first guest is Vicki Telk. She's actually been on my show before. I love what she does. And Vicki was born in Kentucky, where she was raised on a crispy cornbread, fluffy white biscuit, fried potatoes, pinto beans, and greens, and fried apple pies. That sounds delicious. Of course, that is the Southern country cooking. And growing up with that rich food, she was blessed, but she became overweight. And now she has a whole different way of looking at life. And she came out with one of the first vegetarian cookbooks ever printed. And of course, today we're going to be talking to her about using the pulp in the kitchen. And so I've actually been juicing a lot lately. So I thought this was really interesting. And of course, she always brings us incredible things. So Vicki, welcome. And thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much, Kim. Your show is a lot of fun, and I love your positive outlook.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And you know what? I love how you've actually changed your life, changed your body, your image, all of that. So talk to us a little bit about what was the thing that clicked in your mind when you started to go, okay, this is how I was raised, but this isn't doing my body any good, correct?
Yeah, well, that was in the, you know, I'm going to let you know my age now, but that was in the sort of hippie days when we were just questioning everything. Mm-hmm. And I questioned what kind of foods would really be good for my body. And I don't know if you remember Adele Davis from ages and ages ago. And I started reading Adele Davis. Then I discovered Frances Moore Lappe, Diet for a Small Planet. And I ended up getting a degree in holistic nutrition many, many, many years later after I'd already written several cookbooks. But I have just always been interested in food and the power of food. You know, food can be so powerful. It can be our way to express love, and make people sick or make them healthy.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And so I always ask you this. I think I've asked you this the last time you were here. What do you start your day with?
Okay. it changes with the seasons. And okay. I am, I weigh 120 pounds. It's what I've weighed since high school.
Wow, good for you.
I was overweight when I was a little girl. And by the time I was a teenager, I got thinner. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
But anyhow, I'm a big eater. I love to eat. And so I focus on food and how the seasons change. And
so you're a seasonal eater.
I'm a seasonal eater. And here I'm in Florida. And we have been gorging on mangoes and papayas from our garden. And they are so good. And I mix them. I make a muesli. I mix them with oats and flax seeds or chia seed. And I put soy milk with it. It's my favorite of all the plant-based milks because it gives you a good boost of protein in the morning. With your breakfast, I just sort of soak the oats and the flax or chia seed with maybe a little bit of coconut in it or something. I soak it while I go out for my morning power walk. And I come back and I chop up mango and pineapple, maybe some blueberries, a banana or whatever. And then I top it off with a coconut unsweetened yogurt. And sweet and delicious, and we wake up for it. That, and of course, my soy milk cappuccino. But
so let me ask you a question. You know, what seems to be very, I don't want to say popular, but I guess popular or in the time, intermittent fasting. What's your thought on that?
You know, I think it can work for some people, and maybe it's not the best thing for some people. But my opinion on it is if you have a eating disorder, that could maybe further that. I'm a big one for 3 meals a day and having a timing, a routine. And I feel like that way I can control my portions better and I don't get hungry. But I know, you know, different people have different temperaments, and I have done intermittent fasting before, and if I would miss any meal, it would be my evening meal, because I don't have to work in the evening at night, and that way I would just, you know, go to sleep early, read a book, and...
okay, so you feel like your breakfast is the most important.
I love my breakfast, and... I love every meal.
Okay, cool.
And lunch too, I love.
And okay, so tell us, what is your lunch?
Well, it's often leftovers from dinner.
Okay.
And, you know, we're going to talk about Pulp Kitchen, and that's using leftovers from juicing.
Are you a vegetarian?
Pardon?
Are you a vegetarian?
I'm a vegan.
A vegan.
I became vegetarian when I was 21, and I've been vegan the past, I don't know, 15 years or so.
Wow. And what do you think helped you actually lose your weight?
When I was younger, because I went through a stage, I stayed thin, but it was through maybe too much fasting and too much exercise to the point that I was hurting myself, and perhaps fasting to the point that I was not getting enough. You know, I was nutrition.
Right.
I wasn't anorexic ever, or bulimic really, but I did, you know, I think I had a bit of an eating disorder through, you know, just a little bit of binging and exercise kind of thing. And so what actually helped me was going to 3 meals a day at
regulating your
time, regular meals, and allowing myself. You know, I think when people do have trouble with their weight, they're often trying to deprive themselves of food, trying to not eat. And the key is to, for me anyhow, was to know that I'm going to be getting another meal quite shortly.
Right. Right. I've got my next award is coming, right? My next gift, right? I love that.
And, you know, our breakfasts are so good with the fresh fruit and everything,
right,
that I don't crave sweets. I get my little sweet fix with the fresh, luscious fruit in the morning, especially, you know, in summertime. And then in winter, we add some dry fruit to it to have it sweet. Things like mm-hmm. stewed apples with dates and spices, that kind of thing.
I love that. I love that. So let me ask you, of course, today I invited you here to talk about one of your books, The Pulp Kitchen. And mm-hmm. talk to us a little bit about that, because, you know, it's interesting. So I started juicing, and you have all this beautiful pulp, and I'm like, trash, right? But then I saw your book, and I was like, wait a minute, Vicki doesn't trash it. So talk to us about that.
Well, you know, there's a lot of it we can use. Some of it's not usable.
Right.
Some of it's sort of stringy, or you know, it just doesn't work. But if you, when you juice, and you're sort of aware that you're going to use it, you can sort of keep different kind of pulp separate. And the ones, you know, things like cucumber pulp, you can throw into a salad or mix with avocado. You know, you'll never really know. Carrot pulp is really usable. You can put it into veggie burgers or probably even meat burgers. You can put it into, I make these little candies that have no sugar that are just like carrot pulp with mushed up medjool dates and some peanut butter, some chocolate, a few raisins, and it's just like a wonderful, wonderful treat. And you got some protein in there from the peanut butter. You got a lot of fiber in there. So it's the kind of stuff that can satisfy you, satisfy a sweet tooth, use up some leftovers, and give you like super nutrition at the same time.
Wow. That sounds really good. Which one would it be that you wouldn't use?
Oh, I would say, if you're going to blend it, you can use it. But, you know, sometimes like celery pulp would be too stringy.
I was just going to say celery, yeah.
Yeah, or I don't know.
How about beets?
Beets are wonderful. I actually make a cake with beet pulp, and people can't believe it. You know, I put flour in it, and but not a refined sweetener. I can't remember what kind of flour I use in it. Could look that up really quickly, but here it is.
Yeah.
Oh no,
so,
here's a beet. Okay.
Yeah. So so pretty much, I mean, now what happens when you bananas, avocados, for example?
Well, those don't juice. You know, they're great in smoothies.
Right. Right. Exactly.
But of course, they don't juice, and they're great.
But those are a lot higher in nutritional value, though, right?
Than what? Oh,
but,
a smoothie,
I mean,
higher in nutritional value?
Yeah.
Well, it depends. The thing is, they say, you know, with a smoothie, you're getting the pulp.
Right.
And the way I use juicing is when I feel like I need a boost. You know, I've got to say, I don't juice every day. I recently had COVID, like a lot of people.
Oh,
and
I'm sorry. Yep. We all did here, too. Yep.
I juiced every day then because I was at home. I wasn't going out.
Me
and
too. Yes.
And I think that helped me to get, you know, I get well quicker. And then I did save the pulp, and you know, I used it in my food. But I think what's so wonderful about juicing is the fact that it doesn't have a fiber. It's just a way of getting a super nutritional boost, and it's cleansing also. And it just feels so good, and it tastes good. I think the only thing to be concerned about is just don't juice too much sweet stuff. Don't make your juices too
right.
sweet,
and then you're going to gain weight from that. Exactly. So,
yeah.
So let me ask you, for our listeners, how can they get your book? And of course, it's got amazing recipes in it and everything that you can really, I mean, get started on, right? And
yes.
It's all
really easy, too. And anyone who juices, I think it would really serve them to be able to use the pulp, especially with the price of food today. So you can get it.
That's a big deal right there. Where can they get your book, Vicki?
Okay, Amazon, like any other book, Barnes & Noble, and directly from the publisher, squareonepublisher.com.
There you go. Vicki, always fun to talk with you. I wish we had more time. I'm going to have to bring you back. And I know you have other books, so I would love to share that them with you, with all my listeners.
I've got some other really cool projects I'm working on, so I'd love to chat with you
again. Reach out to me for sure, okay? I love having you on. Very intuitive, and it feels good. So thank you so much. Please share our show with everyone, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Kim. Always great to talk to you.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're so grateful that you are here. And, of course, I'm going to bring Julie on, Julie Kursinski, as soon as we have a really quick break. And, of course, she is the executive manager director of eWomen Network. And that we would love to invite you to our next meeting. And that is happening August 3rd. And please reach out to me if you just want to meet some really cool people and maybe help your business. But not only that, help your tribe. That's what we're going to talk about. So, again, if you're just tuning in with us, welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Even good people can end up under investigation or facing a criminal charge. Ridley Defense can help start getting your life back on track. Bringing on a premier criminal defense team like Ridley Defense as early as possible gives you the greatest potential for a favorable outcome. Learn how Ridley Defense can help. Call 805-208-1866 for a complimentary consultation about your case. Ridley Defense provides the very best criminal defense representation you'll find in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. They are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. For more information, visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Ridley Defense can help heal you and your family during the criminal justice process. Ridley Defense handles everything from DUI to the most serious crimes, including major felonies and appeals. Get a premier criminal defense team on your side. Visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Or call 805-208-1866 today.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime member fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here every Saturday from 7 to 8. And of course, remember to download our podcast so you can take us with you every single day. And definitely reach out to our socials so that you can start your day in a positive way every day with the Kim Pagano Show. My next guest, Julie Krasinski, and of course, she is the Executive Managing Director of eWomen Network, Calabasas, and Westlake Village Chapter. And again, our next meeting, and it's a monthly meeting that we have, is August 3rd, and we would love for you to join us. Julie, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Kim. Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, of course. It's been a little while. Of course, the summer, but we are amping up again, and I'm really excited, of course, always to be a part of eWomen. And do you want to just kind of share our mission for what you do and your purpose?
Yeah, so we actually, our mission is to help 1 million female entrepreneurs reach $1 million in revenue. And who doesn't want that, right?
I know. Isn't that amazing? I love that. I love that.
Yeah. And we do and that so, by the philosophy. I'm sorry. Can you not hear me?
No, go ahead. Yeah. The philosophy.
Okay. The philosophy of, you know, lifting, we lift you as we climb. So we take you along with us. So nobody left behind, and we are not exclusive or inclusive. So we can have let everybody in, as well as our males.
I love that. I love that. And, of course, there's a conference coming up, right? That can people still get
yes.
in on that?
Yes, they can still get tickets right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. We do have a code if they want to reach out to me. I can give them a special code. We can't just broadcast it. But if they're your listeners and they would still like to attend in Dallas, at the end of August, I have a big discount, and you can give them the information later.
I love it. I love it. And so talk to us about August 3rd, right? That's our next meeting, and it's luncheon, and it's just incredible. I mean, it's funny, like each time has a new face to it, and yet it's some of the same people and some new people, correct?
Right. Yeah. And that's what I love about it, is that you have your regulars that come, because that's the way that people get to know you, by showing up, right? And getting to like, know, and trust you. And then we have, you know, guests join us every month. So I always encourage our members to bring somebody that you would like in our community. And who is it that you would love to have as a power partner that isn't in our community? And who knows that person? We all know so many people. And when you're more clear on what you're asking for, then people can identify, oh, I do know somebody, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, And we have
Julie,
a guest speaker.
Talk to us. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Oh, yeah. Okay. Tell us about our guest speaker, because she's amazing.
Yeah. So actually, this month in August, our guest speaker is Felicia Searcy, who's very near and dear to my heart because she is mm-hmm. my mentor, coach, spiritual guide. And she's going to help us break through the stuck. You know how sometimes you're just stuck? You're doing well, but you're on a plateau, or you have a little bit of success, and then it goes back down a little bit. So you're going to give us some tools on how to break through that stuck.
I love that. And so basically everybody gets to hear her message, correct?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they also get a nice lunch, correct?
Yes, we got a beautiful lunch, right? The food is really good there.
Really good.
And we have two rounds
of networking. Okay. So talk to us about
mm-hmm.
networking, because you are the queen of that. I know we've talked about that. We both are. I mean, that's kind of like our connection. We love to connect people. But it's not something that I love that it's different. We don't really always talk about cards or ask for, correct?
Yeah, I'm having a really tough time hearing you, so I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you can you hear me? Am I breaking up?
Yeah, I can hear. Nope, I can hear you perfect. Is that a little bit better?
I'm moving around. Yeah, I'm moving around just to see if it's me, but I don't think it's me. But anyways, I wanted to make sure. So networking to me is more of connecting and not expecting to get a sale when you show up. You know, and I think people who have been networking for a long time understand that concept. But when you have new people who are new to business or new to networking, they're not sure. So I like to educate my members on how to network effectively. And I do a monthly Maximize Your Membership and give tips. And I also, for new members coming in, do a strategy session with them so they can understand how they can effectively use their membership, you know, and get the benefits, because there's so much more than just going to a networking event once a month, right?
Right.
There's so much built into our community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Julie, so what are some of the benefits, if you could share that with our listeners?
Oh, yeah. So it's a complete success system. So it has a Success Institute built into it, which is like a YouTube for eWomen members to share their brilliance. Exclusively for our members, and you can go on at any time and connect and listen to the audios or watch the videos. And we also have premier success coaches who actually pay to be coaches for our members, and they get two complimentary sessions with their membership. So that itself pays for the membership. So those are just, you know, a very few benefits. There's so much more. There's we do a mini mastermind every month, so that's something you can come if you need feedback or ideas, or you're coming up against a challenge. You know, solopreneurs are just that. They're in business by themselves a lot of times, so they have to, you know, connect with the community of like-minded people so they don't feel like they're alone. And we have those resources for
them. That is so true. Yeah, and, you know, I remember my dad used to say this, because I've always been an entrepreneur. Julie, can you hear me good?
Yes, I can hear you now better.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, good. You know, it's lonely at the top. And so, but it doesn't need to be. When you find your tribe and you find people that there's enough people to go around, and that, you know, that they share their strengths and their weaknesses, and you can help them. And it just, it's such an incredible feeling to be able to either help somebody or to lean on somebody.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. It's a great community.
Yeah.
I would suggest, you know, anybody that has a business, and even if they've networked with other organizations, to come and see what it's all about, because we do network a little bit different. And most people, I would say most all people, always come up to me and say, oh my gosh, I love the energy in this room. People were so inviting. It's not clicky, you know. And you also have an opportunity to have a showcase table. So you can have a minute in front of the room, be on our slideshow, be on our newsletter, and just showcase, you know, your table and what you have to offer.
Wow.
And we're starting to do little interviews now, too, where it'll be put on our public Facebook page. So, and my newsletter goes out to more than just the members. I have, I think, like 700 on our mailing list. So it goes out to, you know, pretty much 700 local people. So
there you go. So you're getting some good exposure, too. Yeah. And, of course,
yeah.
I am the media sponsor.
Yes.
And so, of course, it goes
add
out.
That.
Yeah,
that's
it goes out to all my people too, and
right.
So there's just it's beautiful. Talk to us a little bit about Sandra, who started it, and just so people know really where it began.
Yeah, so Sandra Yancey, about 22 years ago, started I think like in her garage or bedroom upstairs in her
right.
home, had this idea to start a community of female entrepreneurs, and she wanted it to be like a Facebook where it was online so people could connect not just in their community but, you know, in different states and maybe even global. But she didn't really even think of it as a global business at the time, but it grew to a global business with 118 chapters in different countries as well. And
that's incredible.
You know, back then people didn't want to do it. Was like the Y2K thing where the computers were, you know, supposed to crash and all that. So they didn't want to do that. They wanted to meet in person. So she started her own chapter as a managing director. And then it grew and grew and grew. And like I said, we have 118 chapters. They're not all active holding events, but there's, you know, hundreds and hundreds of events going on all around the country and in Canada. And we have members all over the world, because they can connect online, you know.
Right. And that's one of the benefits, too, is, I mean, you know, there's Zoom calls that you can be a part of any group. And now
mm-hmm.
they're actually starting to open it back up in person. But to meet people from all over the world is such an advantage.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's it. And some people, you know I got really comfortable. I love to be around people, and I love to be out, and I love the energy of people in the room. But I have to tell you, like, I got like a little complacent, I think, being online.
I was right there with you.
Right? And when
yeah.
things started opening up, people would say, hey, let's go for lunch, let's go for coffee. And I literally turned down most everyone because I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to. I feel like it's not that I had a fear or anything. I was just getting so much more done, accomplished. Because I didn't have to like get in the car and drive and get distracted and, you know, all that kind of stuff and then come back.
Right.
Now I can just, you know, take a break if I want and go outside, come back in, you know, but there is something about the energy in the room. And so there is something for everybody.
Right.
They could take advantage of the in-person, right. And the online for one.
Yeah.
Membership.
And right. And do you still do anything online for our chapter? This one?
I just do the Maximize Your Membership once a month.
Okay.
We are developing something, working a little bit with corporate with some ideas. We're going to get together a conference for our managing director portion of it. And I had suggested doing some like quarterly, like the West Coast get together and do a quarterly
right.
online and different coasts,
right.
you know, do that.
Yeah,
so
I really,
in the works there.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I think that is the sign of the times after this pandemic. People realize
yeah.
what the strength is to be able to stay home and still connect, but to,
right.
you know, but to meet people in person is still such a plus.
Right.
You know, it's kind of the best of the both worlds. So I totally relate to how
yeah.
you feel too. So,
and give people options, you know?
Yeah, we all need options. And,
mm-hmm.
but when you come to the meeting, there's just so much warmth and loving and, you really get to, you know, there's nothing better than in person. There just really isn't. But can you give
you
out
know what?
The...
You know
Go
what,
ahead.
Kim, let me just mention this too, because this month coming up, we have several of our nonprofits going to be exhibiting there.
And
oh,
I didn't
good.
Mention this, which is a big part of our eWomen Foundation, is that we do this fun raffle. Members donate raffle items, their services, tickets to events, baskets. You know, Mother's Day, we did this beautiful handbag, designer handbag drawing, and people buy tickets, and that money stays with our chapter. And after we've accumulated so much, we get to give a $6,000 grant to a nonprofit and or sponsor a young emerging leader. So if you know any young lady between the ages of 22 and 29, please introduce her to myself or Kim, because mm-hmm. we have not had a new emerging leader since we had our first one like 5 years ago.
Which she's because, still with us, and she does an incredible
right?
job.
She's still
yeah.
with us, yeah.
yeah.
And she heads our foundation. And so this month I've offered the nonprofits in our community. We have several new ones that just joined Bumblebee. We're actually giving them a $6,000 grant at conference. So
mm-hmm.
you'll see that on stage. And we have a few more nonprofits that just joined. So I'm really excited about being able to have the community come together, because even if we don't raise the money through the foundation, there's more that our members can do to help out those nonprofits.
I love that. I love
you know.
That. It's a win-win.
Yeah.
And when we're winning
yep.
and somebody else is, you know, winning at the same time and we're giving back, to me, that's
of
our
course.
Goal. We've reached it.
Mm-hmm.
So I love this. Julie, give out the link so
yes.
that our listeners can get their tickets. And if you have any questions,
yes.
please reach out to me or to Julie. And
yeah.
I would love to welcome you there.
Yeah, so I've created a Bitly, so it's, you know, very easy for you to go on there and just go right to our Bitly, and it is bit.ly/EWN, is a Nancy, Calabasas, and that will bring you right to the link to our event page, and then you can also like our eWomen Network Calabasas Facebook page, because I do post our events there, and then you can stay in touch that way. But if you go
Perfect.
On our website and go all the way down to the bottom, there is a VIP list,
mm-hmm.
and go ahead and sign up to be on the email list, and then you'll be in the know and never miss
go.
An invite.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Julie, always so much
yeah.
fun. I can't wait
Thank
till
you.
August 3rd, and I can't wait till Dallas. So again,
I know. I'm so excited you're going with us this year.
Me
Yay.
Too. Me too. So,
yeah.
All right. Again, please share
all
our
right.
show with everyone. Download our podcast and keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Have a great
all
day.
All right. You too. Take care. All right. We are going to just go right into our next interview. And, of course, I've got Norm Bacco. I hope I said that right. And
close
course,
enough.
Close enough. How is that, Norm? Thank you so much for being here. Is how do you pronounce it?
It's
Bacall?
Pronounced Bacall.
Bacall.
I should really learn
go.
To spell it differently to make it easier
okay.
for people.
Bacall actually sounds way better, so I apologize. But you have a new book, Take Charge, The Skills That Drive Professional Success. And you are a TEDx talk and a best-selling author. And of course, you have had done this in your own career, and introverted student to one of the world's leading entertainment finance lawyers to build a professional firm. And then you took 5 years to boil down the steps of success into simply easy to read language. I like it. Simply easy to read. And you also really interviewed 20 other success stories at various career stages to show that there are simple hacks to developing the core skills that will make your career blossom. I love this. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Talk to us a little bit about you built a successful law firm. You worked in the Hollywood studios. And we're a leading film and television finance attorney. What could you possibly have in common with our audience? And, of course, you know, tell us your tip here. I'm excited.
It's funny. Everybody has this preconceived notion of what it takes to be successful, and that they're this breed apart, these people that we can never be. And I used to be that kind of person. I was shy and introverted, a quiet student. I was the guy nobody wanted to hire. I went to all kinds of interviews when I graduated from law school, and it was rejection after rejection after rejection.
Why do you think that was?
because I was quiet. I didn't, you know, there's nobody out there teaching you the skills of how to succeed. You just, you know, certainly when I was growing up, going through the system, you had to figure them out on your own. And if you didn't know what you were doing, you just figured, you know what, I'll just be completely myself, and that should do it. And guess right. what? It didn't work. And and things like sales. I mean, the notion of being a salesperson was also something that frightened me to death. Mm-hmm. One of the things that drove me towards being a lawyer, I figured, if I'm a lawyer, I won't have to sell anything. If I could just hopefully being smart would be enough. And what I discovered over time was that there were all kinds of skills that I had to learn. And if I learned them, and some of them I learned from some of the best salespeople I ever met in my life. But what I discovered was, the most important thing that I discovered was, we are all in sales. And it doesn't matter, and you're thinking from a career perspective or from any other perspective.
You're selling yourself basically every single day. And, you know, and that's where you have to look good, feel good, dress for success. It's a whole package deal. And people wonder, you know, you're not buying my radio show, you're buying me. You're not buying your services, you're buying you.
That's right. So, and even from a service perspective, so part of it is you're always selling yourself and you need to be conscious of that. But the other thing, and this is what I spend a portion of my book talking about in Take Charge, is that if you want to succeed, you have to think of yourself as a service provider. Imagine your favorite waiters in your favorite restaurants. What is it that you love about them? Mm-hmm. And it's always that they're there, you know, before you even formulate the thought of what you want next, is they're there asking, what can I do for you? What can I bring you next? And mm-hmm. if you bring that to your own life experience, what you'll find out is you start exceeding people's expectations. And right. and that's what they, you know, that's what they want. That's in the end what makes people like you.
Yeah,
love that. You're there for them as opposed to you being there for yourself.
And now, what prompted you, Norman, to take charge and write this book? Is that part of your take charge again?
So in terms of why I wrote it, you know, I had a charmed career for over 30 years. Things just, once they began to work, and it took 4 or 5 years for me to figure things out. I was, you know, my first 4 years, I was going nowhere as a professional. Probably like a lot of people, I had no clue where I was going, why I was doing it, until things began to click and things like learning about how to service people better.
Can I ask you a question right there? Let mm-hmm. me ask you. What was the first thing that clicked for you?
It wasn't the first thing that clicked for me. It was the first thing I failed at. I'm sitting in a meeting mm-hmm. and with a client, and he's giving me instructions about what to do. And I get them all in my head, and that night I go back to the office and I write the whole thing down. And very quickly, I get him back what I think he's asked for. And he calls me up about a week later, and he blasts me like a foghorn. He said, "You didn't do what I asked you to do." And I was pretty sure I did. But what did it matter what I thought? He was the client. I hadn't mm-hmm. met his expectations. And I vowed from that point on that when I went into a meeting with someone, I would write everything down while I was there. Simple as that. Just a simple little hack, like, you know, take the instructions immediately, read them back to the client before you leave, make sure you're all agreed. And I never had that problem again.
Wow. it's almost like checking in with them and making sure that you're on the same page as them, correct?
It is. And, you know, I devote about a third of Take Charge to communication skills, and particularly where lawyers are concerned. But I think it applies to all of us. We all seem to, we come in with an opening belief that the most important thing we have to do in communicating is to speak well and to make our points and to convince people we're right. And one of the things I've learned over time is that it's exactly the opposite. You're, the most important skill that you need to develop isn't your ability to speak. It's your ability to shut up and listen.
Wow, that's a big deal. You know, first of all, I just want to compliment you on your title, Take Charge, coming from an attorney, you know. but, you know, sometimes that is our biggest, I guess, our biggest tool is listening. And it took me a long time to realize that people don't want to really hear me speak all the time. I want to listen, and then you're learning, correct?
That's right. Well, you're in the business of listening.
yeah. But it took me a long
time. For the rest of us, it's just, and it's not necessarily the literal words that people are using. It's so much of what we do involves decoding. So listening doesn't just mean hearing the words. It's watching the eyes and the forehead and the tone of voice of the person you're talking to. I mean, it's one of the problems with our, you know, with modern communication in terms of our reliance on texting and emails is that you lose the ability to read the tone of the conversation. And so much of it is about, you know, hearing the angst that people have or discovering whether they're upset about something. And then, you know, asking the key questions to draw it out of them. If you can do that, apart from anything else, you're improving your own empathy. But I think people tend to like you more and find you more interesting when you show interest in them. Because after all, what, you know, in terms of the rest of the world, who's the most important person in everybody else's life? It's themselves. So the more interest you can show in them, the more you listen to them, the more interesting you become to them.
That's a great thing. You also have in here that you wrote in your book, Take Charge About the Plurality. Is it plurality?
Plurality, yeah.
Yeah, plurality of beast. What is that, and how does it impact all of us?
All right. And this is also something I had to learn really the hard way and over time, and that is, each of us walks around with our own reality, and our own reality is shaped by our personal perception of the world. So we see the world a particular way. We'll view an event, and we have our perceptions about what's happening, and which is normal. But what we have to understand is that everybody else that we're dealing with have their perception, and each of their perceptions marks their own reality. So it's way less important if you want to succeed, and this isn't just in business, this is in life. If you want to succeed in your relationships, you need to focus in on other people's perception, not your reality. Right. So within the workplace, I give the following example. A client gives you an assignment to do, and it's due on Thursday. And you work your tail off, and in the course of working your tail off, you know, you find out it's more complicated than you thought it was going to be, and instead of delivering it Thursday at 5, you deliver it Friday morning at 9. And you say to yourself, because of, you know, it's the next morning, it's practically connected to the same business day. It's just a few hours later, but it's so much better than what it could have done. And then the other person has had all night to be boiling over angry as to why you didn't meet the deadline. So your perception is that you've done a great job. But the client or the other person doesn't care.
Yep. Right, exactly.
So plurality is where perception and reality meet, and it can
I
be
love it.
This two-headed monster it. That'll eat you up.
There you go. Norman, really good stuff here, and how can our listeners get your book?
All right. Well, you can find it on Amazon. The greatest challenge, and this is how we started this interview, the greatest challenge is spelling my name properly. So
okay.
You can either get it on normanbacall.com, and it's Norman,
B-A-C-A-L,
.com. Or you can find Take Charge on Amazon or at a whole bunch of other, whether the e-version or paperback. And there's even an audio version for those of you who want to listen to it.
There you go. Norman, please share our show with everyone and download our podcast. And I'd love to have you back. You got some really great tips there. And thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Oh, really? It's been my honor. Thank you.
You got it. Have a great day. All right. Well, we are down to our last guest. And, of course, I have former NFL player Malcolm Mitchell. And you are a part of this initiative to help change what the lack of digital connection for people and our children really completing their homework at home, right? I mean, you know, it's funny. My husband and I were talking, like, our world has changed so much. And yet, at the same time, we've all gone through challenges in school and all that. And you actually overcame some challenges in your high school and your college. So tell us about that and welcome.
Well, thank you for having me on. And yes, I grew up in a small town, Valdosta, Georgia. It's a small community in South Georgia that's known for its football prowess. It is considered the winningest high school football program in the country. Now, with that being said, it's easy to understand how I gravitated towards playing sport and did not fully understand the importance of an education. When I got to the University of Georgia on an athletic scholarship, I was immersed in a different environment, which forced me to alter my perspective. And then I began to really understand the lack of resources that existed within my community. I remember not having access to the internet until I was in 12th grade. That's back in 2010. Understanding what the under-resourced communities need to thrive is something I've been able to continue to learn more and more about. And being connected to the internet is one of those things that are of extreme importance today.
Seeing all that, and thank you for sharing that, what are kids, especially rural kids, most in need of to be able to complete their work and also to be able to compete in classroom?
At one point in time, the internet was a luxury. If you had it, great. If you did not, okay, you just didn't have the internet. Well, that's not true today. As you mentioned moments ago, the world is much different and the internet is a necessity. It's integrated into every part of our life and everything that we do, from turning on the television to even starting your vehicle. The classroom is not excluded from that. I know a lot of homework assignments are submitted through portals, online platforms. So with that in mind, the child that does not have access to the internet at home, well, it's impossible for them to complete their homework assignments and turn them in because they never have access to it in the first place. That's why this partnership with Cox is so important to me, to ensure that under-resourced communities have reliable, affordable internet access so they can be on that equal playing field with their peers and hopefully strive to reach their full potential. It's time to close the homework gap so all children can thrive. And that's what Cox is aiming to do.
First of all, let's give everybody, how do they get in touch with all this information so that if they are not able to get their own net and they can, and, you know, find a little bit more about that?
Of course. A great way to learn more is to visit cox.com/digital equity, cox.com/digital equity. And you'll learn a lot more about their affordable internet offerings. I'll highlight one. One is called ACP, Affordable Connectivity Program, and eligible families that sign up for this opportunity, if they qualify, receive a $30 subsidy that would go towards their internet bill. This is huge because it would make internet free for some families, but for all families that are eligible, it would reduce the price substantially. Not only that, but there's also a $100 subsidy for eligible families to put towards desktop computers or laptops. So not only addressing the internet crises that does exist, but also making sure that families receive help trying to purchase the devices that are needed to connect in the first place.
Wow, good stuff, Malcolm. What would you actually tell kids about why getting education is so important?
As a kid growing up in a low-income community, the only thing that I wanted to do was provide for my family, find a way to quote-unquote have a successful life. So my family was not always subjected to that reality. And as a kid, I thought the only way to do that was football. What I realized as I got a bit older, that the world is full of opportunities. Being exposed to those opportunities is what is of extreme importance. And education increases exposure. So for children,
education is your power, correct?
Exactly. So for children who want to strive to be better, to be great, education is the most efficient and sustainable way to do that.
Read, learn, and keep walking forward and never give up with what your dreams are and your goals are. And anything in this world is really obtainable. I love that. And again, can you tell us, our listeners, where they can find out more about Cox and, of course, about you and Malcolm Mitchell, who we're talking with right now, former NFL player. And I love this. I love when we come back and you know, share good stuff to, you know, help people along the road. So,
me too. Will you visit cox.com/digital equity to learn more about the affordable internet offerings? And if you want to keep up with me on all social platforms, I am at Read with Malcolm, just like it sounds. Read with Malcolm.
There you go. Let's connect, Malcolm. And I'd love to share this message all the way through our social too. And of course, this message is really about homework gaps so that all children can thrive. I love it. Again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you, Kim.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I always end our show with a moment of happiness. We're being presented every day with choices. You either evolve or you repeat. What are you going to do? With that, have a great rest of your weekend. Stay well, and I'll talk to you next week.